Hi, Pat.
My question is about eye pressure. I run 24, 26 on my visits and started to try these drops one eye only. And for 2 weeks, that didn't work. I started another type of drop, but I haven't gotten checked on that one. So is there a natural way of reducing eye pressure?
Two thoughts, ma'am. One of them, a recent article published in a major journal called Science. Now, this was done with experimental animals. You can't really do this to people. You'll understand why in a moment. But what did they do? Okay, well, actually, scientists sometime a while back actually bred a certain species of animal. I think it was a mouse or a rat, one or the other, to develop glaucoma before it dies in 100% of cases. All of these rats or mice would develop glaucoma. They wouldn't die right away, but during their lifetimes, one time or another, they would get glaucoma, which is high blood pressure. Okay, so they knew what was supposed to happen to these little mice because of the way they had been apparently mutated. So as soon as these were born, they started putting vitamin B3 in the form of niacinamide, not niacin, niacinamide, into their animal chow. And you know, 91% of them died without getting glaucoma, and 9% did get it. And before that, it was 100% of them got it, ma'am. And they even figured out how it works. It seems that niacinamide reactivates energy production inside the eye cells. And the reason the rats or mice, whatever they were getting glaucoma, is that the eyeball cell could no longer make enough energy to maintain itself, and so it would start slipping out of shape, and what do you know, up goes the eyeball pressure. So they found out how it works. They find out that it works. Now, that has not yet been applied to people, and I haven't seen a people research, but it can't hurt to try, because niacinamide has a long history in natural health care. It goes back to the 1940s, and unless we get a low-grade nausea, it is perfectly safe to use 1,000 milligrams 3 times a day, and you got to give that 3 or 4 weeks to see if it's going to start to work. That's what they found back in the 1940s, because it takes a while to reignite the energy engines.
So that's a capsule or a pill?
It's a capsule, ma'am. Or you can get the smaller 500 milligram tablets, and they're less expensive, but you got to take 2 3 times a day. But anyway, it's a total of 1,000. And if a person happens to get a low-grade nausea, that's their liver saying, excuse me, that's too much niacinamide for me. You better back off. Now, that's something, again, that you wouldn't measure any results from for 3 or 4 weeks, and it usually maxes at about 3 or 4 months in its effects. Okay, let's go to the other remedy that was done by an ophthalmologist in New York City and published in 1937, ma'am, and it was called glaucoma and its medical treatment with Cortin. Now, what's Cortin? Cortin is a whole extract from animal adrenal glands, and in the 1930s, it was actually approved, quote-unquote, by FDA. And what this eye doctor did, he was an eye doctor, is he found that almost precisely 50% of everybody with high eyeball pressure normalized with these shots. I read his book, ma'am, and I treated in the 70s before FDA made this stuff illegal, and they had no excuse for doing that because they'd approved it in the 1930s. Nothing had changed, but they said they were getting rid of it because it wasn't effective anymore. Ha, ha, ha. Okay, so anyway, I used it back in the 1970s. First gentleman I ever saw with high eyeball pressure, his was about 22, 23, not all that high, but still a little high. And I made sure that his eye doctor measured the eyeball pressure, not me. I'm not an eye doctor. So anyway, he came in. We gave him 1-2 shots of this Cortin stuff. He went back to his eye doctor. His pressure was 11. I am not kidding you, ma'am. And so we cannot get this Cortin anymore. FDA made it illegal, even though it's perfectly safe and had been used for 40 years under FDA, quote, approval, unquote. So, but what does that tell us? Cortin is an extract of whole animal adrenals. So we do it the hard way now, and we check everybody with the high eyeball pressure for weak adrenal glands. Oh, okay. And there is a way of doing that. It requires 24-hour urine collection, and they measure different adrenal metabolites. Why do we do that? Cortin's not available. Well, we do it because it's possible to rebuild one's own adrenal glands. And if one rebuilds one's own adrenal glands to where they're sufficiently strong, guess what? That's going to be the same as taking a shot of adrenal extract from the outside, and the eyeball pressure goes down. So there's these two options. The short one is the niacinamide. See if that works for you. The one that takes a lot longer is to get your adrenal strength measured and see if you need to get your adrenal stronger.
All right, so you do that through your clinic?
Yes, ma'am. Now, the niacinamide one can be done just by checking with your natural medicine doctor to make sure there's no reason you shouldn't take it. But most of us, there's no such reason.
Okay. All right, so what do you think about the drops that they use to lower the pressure?
Well, I think they do work, but I also think that they've got stuff in them, that it's molecules that's never been present not only in the human body but on the planet. And I try to avoid those things if there's an if there's a alternative that's been on the planet as long as there's been people, ma'am.
Yeah, because I know that first drop I used, my eye hurt for about 2 weeks after I stopped it.
Yep.
So I don't know if they had anything to do with it, but.
Well, I have heard that one
before.
All right.
Well, I appreciate that. So niacinamide and I need to see a naturopathic doctor to
check your adrenal strength.
That.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so it doesn't have to be the Tahoma Clinic, any naturopathic, I don't know that.
Chances are they would, but make sure that it gets tested, not with a saliva cortisol test. About half the naturopaths do only that. It needs to be the 24-hour urine test, because there are three key metabolites that are only found in urine. They're key to add them up and seeing how strong your adrenals are. So be a little bit picky there, okay?
All right, 24-hour urine test. All right, thank you so much for your info.
You're welcome,
ma'am.
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.